If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This week, the second major of the year heads to Quail Hollow in North Carolina.
I got the golf bug.
Okay, good.
I got the golf bug. I got, you know, membership and keeping track of my handicap. And
oh, you are a gin member now. Huh?
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Danny and Dusty on 1080, The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Monday afternoon. It is NBA Draft Lottery Day. We would talk a lot about that in hour number one. If you missed it, check it out. The Audio Vault is ripping and roaring. Russ gets every hour back up on the Odyssey app or at 1080thefan.com as quickly as he can. We have been simulating the lottery throughout the course of the show. For Seggy's in. Washington has won twice. Toronto has won once, and San Antonio has won one time. The Blazers have not moved. They have the 10th best lottery odds. I've just run the numbers again. Charlotte winning the NBA draft lottery. Cooper Flagg staying in North Carolina. Oh boy, that would be terrible for the NBA.
Not great, Bob.
Yeah, every single time the Utah Jazz have fallen. Twice now, they have fallen four spots to fifth, which is the most that they could. This time, Washington and Utah both fall, as your top four would be Charlotte, Brooklyn, New Orleans, Philly, then Utah and Washington. No movie by the Blazers. All right. And by the way, the last one was the one that you'd probably upset a lot of Blazer fans because San Antonio won it.
Mm.
Wah, wah, wah. Which is, that would have been a very feasible place for them to be drafting with the eighth worst record in the NBA. But they didn't have that.
Gross.
No, they didn't. All right, let's talk a little bit of basketball that happened over the weekend. Where do you want to start? Because every series played since the last time that we took these airwaves. And as we look at the NBA's playoffs right now in the Eastern Conference semifinals, we got two games tonight, 4:30 in Madison Square Garden. Game four between the Knicks and Celtics. New York holding a 2-1 series lead as they lost at home to Boston. We also have Timberwolves Warriors with Minnesota up 2-1.
Let's start at the back and work our way forward. Let's talk, right. Well, not the least interesting, but the one with the least amount of stakes so far, because it's 2-1 with Boston now getting a game in a series against the New York Knicks. And yeah, they rained down threes and Jason Tatum wasn't even that good.
No, they didn't need him to be that good, though.
Only 22 points, showed up to the game in overalls and Tims. You see that?
Yeah. Is this, though, like, this Boston team, it's what we thought they were going to be is what we saw in Game 3. Throughout this playoffs, it was a championship-caliber team. You saw, you know, like, Peyton Pritchard was raining down threes again. He goes 5 of 10 from beyond the arc. Tatum was really damn good from beyond, behind the three-point line, 5 of 9 in the game. They had efficiency across the board. With the exception of Jaylen Brown, you had Peyton Pritchard at 50% or more from three. Peyton Pritchard, Jason Tatum, Al Horford, Drew Holiday, and Derek White.
Mm-hmm.
And they just were dreadful in the final two quarters from three in the first two games, and they found themselves in an 0-2 hole.
Oh, the four worst shooters in the NBA in the playoffs in the second round, Ty Jerome is dead last at 26%. Jason Tatum is second to worst. I want to say at 28 or 29%. Jaylen Brown is third at around 32. Like, it's, and then Mikal Bridges, who doesn't do anything until it matters, and then he hits everything.
What can we make, though, of these fourth quarters that we're seeing in these games, though? Because it's not just in this series, but Nikola Jokic, he's missing not just, like, his acrobatic, weird, how'd that go in shots? He's missing free throws in the fourth quarter. He looks like he's wearing down.
He's exhausted. You can tell. He's also dealing with an elbow injury. There was a video of him at a bar after a game two. Was it game two win? He still had a huge, thick, heavy compression sleeve on his elbow. It's bothering him. And if they don't have guys to show up alongside him, and he even his down production is still better than, you know, 98% of the world. But you need him to be special.
Yeah.
You just do. That's how you're going to win, because you've got good players in Gordon and Murray and Michael Porter Jr., you know, putting some stuff together. But if he's not going to be a superhero, it's going to be tough for them. That's the real thing. Is that you look up and down the teams that have the MVP candidates, whether it's SGA, whether it's Jokic or Tatum. Like, you look at these teams, man, and none of them are playing otherworldly. And I've seen a lot of people say, oh, it's the playoffs. Look at these guys, their efficiency's dropping. Yeah, you're playing good teams.
Well, but you also have the young legs are winning in these in these games. Or in New York's case, the team that is just used to being run into the ground and playing dogged tired, where you see the slip with Boston in there, the diesel engine that is the New York Knicks just keep on crushing. And they did that. They even did that in a loss to the Boston Celtics in game three. But you look at the difference between Anthony Edwards and Jimmy Butler in the fourth quarter of game three. And Edwards goes 4 of 6. Jimmy Butler is going 1 of 7 and just looking like he is
nothing in the paint.
Taxed out.
And that was the thing, is like with Jimmy and Steph, you had two guys who were 90% of what they were. Still all-time greats, but they could take turns and not have to shoulder all of the burden. And you're seeing, I think, that wear on Jokic, where he's having to shoulder all of the burden.
Yeah.
And when Tatum has been bad and the other guys aren't picking it up in Boston, you're seeing that. In Cleveland, you've got guys injured, and all of a sudden guys that were supposed to be able to take up burden, Ty Jerome, DeAndre Hunter, can't.
No.
And it's been really interesting. You know who the top four minutes played are in the playoffs so far?
No, I can assume that, like, Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson are going to be up there.
The only one in the top five that's a Knick is OG Anunoby.
Oh, really?
The top four, Jokic, Murray, Porter, Gordon.
Yeah, and that's total minutes played?
Total minutes played.
Not
Porter, Brown.
You go to game seven, that'll do it.
But, I mean, their minutes are drastically more than those. Like, they are playing, those four guys are basically playing 44 minutes a night.
Yikes.
And at some point in time, you do think it's going to catch up to you, especially in this game where they were atrocious. It was a 36-hour turnaround. They should have had, the Nuggets and Thunder should have played the late game. They should have played the late game.
That's some dirty scheduling. Chuck mentioned this in the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Like that. That's the NBA doing them dirty, where you play late and then you play early with one day's rest. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not...
At altitude.
It's not a fair turnaround.
No, and it was a horrid product. Yeah. That quarter of basketball was the worst quarter of basketball I've ever seen. It's the lowest scoring quarter in NBA playoff history. 25 combined points.
In that, you could tell they were tired, and you could tell that this is also the point in the series where the feeling out process is over.
It's over.
It's your best punch versus the other team's best punch.
Did you know those teams started to combine 1 of 32 from 3?
I did know that, because I was watching the game, and 0-16 is what Denver started.
And they were 1-16. OKC was.
And then Russell Westbrook, of all people, is the guy who hits the first three for Denver.
They had two made field goals in the first quarter. Dog.
Yeah, one of those bricks cracked my TV screen.
Yeah. It was, I mean, it was horrendous.
Because both teams also are forcing the other one outside and saying, fine, beat us from beyond the arc. And guess what? Pretty good game planning there, because neither one of them had the ability to do that.
No.
Neither one of them had the... That series is even at 2 apiece. Mm-hmm. By the way, Denver and OKC.
That's going to be a bloodbath. That's going to go 7.
It's going to go 7, and I don't know which way it's going to fall.
No, because there's going to be one game in here that's going to swing this whole thing, and somebody's going to get momentum going into game 7, and that's going to decide it.
But I feel like we're all going to say, no, this is the game, and then the very next one, it's going to be like, well, that was wrong.
Yep. That's the thing is, OKC can do what they did in their first win, which is just... obliterate
87 points in the first
half. You're just like, oh, like Denver doesn't have as many answers, particularly if Jokic isn't going to be superhero. Then it gets real thin. But that OKC team still plays scared. They're still there was a point in that game where they could have lost it.
Boy, it feels like it. They're missing that guy. SGA is a damn good basketball player,
bonafide dude.
But it takes a little bit of crazy in, you know, that stupid term, you got to have that dog in him. Mm-hmm. But it takes that little bit of, you know, and Steph has this in spades for Golden State, which is, nope, I'm going to take over and I'm going to make it happen. Yep. And he doesn't have that in him where you see he's trying to and it just isn't. Clicking
Ant
every
has it,
game.
Ant Edwards has it too much.
Yes, he does.
Where
he,
look,
he's
they,
got delusion.
They don't win that game without him going off in the second half like he did. But the first half, I didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Yeah,
it was just like, what are you doing here, dude? What's going on? I'll tell you what, though, there's one guy who knows what the hell he's doing, and that's Tyrese Halliburton and those freaking Pacers.
Yeah, 80-39 was the halftime score.
Oof.
And the Cavaliers came out, they played three injured guys, and they ended up peeling off a win in over the weekend. And then you saw Indiana just go, no, enough is enough. And you saw that those guys aren't healthy. And then Donovan Mitchell goes down,
and he, looks
he
like
gets
he can't
hurt.
Move.
And he has got a left ankle injury. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's over for Cleveland. Yeah.
If Don's that dinged up and Darius is dealing with the toe and Mobley's dealing with the ankle and Hunter's dealing with the thumb, it's like...
That series sits at 3-1 as they head to game 5. That series over. Put a fork in it.
Unfortunately.
It's done.
I think the bigger question becomes, can the Indiana Pacers win a title?
No. I don't think that they're... like title contending team. They're really good.
Let's
But if Cleveland is healthy, are we having that conversation? No, we're not.
But,
we're not.
But the Pacers aren't just beating them. They're beating the living crap out of them.
And with three of their four best players are hurt.
They are
now all four.
Yeah. I know they can beat the Knicks, the Pacers.
Yeah.
I know they can beat the Knicks. If let's roll this forward. If Denver or Minnesota comes out of the West, because OKC is a different animal because of how deep they can be. I think Indiana can beat either of those teams, because Minnesota, I don't trust as far as I can throw them. And as much as I trust Jokic, I don't trust the rest of those guys. Meanwhile, look at Indiana. There's a lot of guys on that roster I trust.
Yeah. It's an interesting thought experiment. But if Boston comes, if Boston wins tonight, they even that series up. I'm taking Boston 10 times out of 10 over Indiana. And because we could also already look at, dude, they were down 0-2, and they won that series.
That doesn't happen often.
No, it does not. And now you could see them, especially when that 0-2's at home.
Woof.
But, so that is still up in the air, and a lot's going to be determined on that one, because if they're down three games to one.
Did you see the Knicks stat?
No.
In the playoffs last 2 years?
There have been a lot of Knicks stats.
0-8 on ESPN, 7-1 on TNT.
That's a hell of a stat.
Right?
Games on ESPN tonight.
I was like, huh.
Interesting.
Like, well, Bristol, Connecticut, Boston. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, so we got like a Buffalo Wild Wings overtime situation here?
Little fixes in situation?
Yeah, they push the button and...
I'll tell you what, right now, Scott Foster and Tony Brothers had some fixes in this weekend. Holy crap.
Yeah, not great officiating, Bob.
Yikes, dog. I was like, I liked it a lot better when you guys weren't officiating games. That's for damn sure.
Why is Scott Foster still getting playoff games?
Because he knows where the bodies are buried.
Okay, no, but seriously.
No, I'm dead serious. Look, Tim Donaghy making, 86 phone calls to Scott Foster? If you don't think that there's something there, man. That is one of my absolute, I dyed in the wool, I believe that guy.
That's a conspiracy theory that you believe and he's holding it over the NBA?
100%. 100%.
I mean, at this point, it's probably the only logical explanation as to why he officiates high leverage games.
He's despised by everyone.
And I don't get it.
I've never met anyone in the NBA who's like, nah, you know, Scott's got a bad rep.
There are so many calls that, especially in basketball, it could go either way. There's a ton of gray area in the rules of basketball. I do not believe that is a man who grades out well.
No.
When you just watch the games... unbiased, like you had no dog in the fight, I dare you to watch those games and say, he does a great job.
No. And it's not just the getting it right or wrong, it's the timing and the implication of the call. It's like he just knows when to throw the brakes on something.
Yeah.
And it's like...
I don't get it. I truly and honestly, I don't understand why he gets those gigs, whether it's a Thursday night TNT game.
And thinking Tim Donaghy is the only guy that's ever done this is insane.
Well, no, he did. Just like steroids are out of baseball, too.
Yeah. And they're not in any other sport either.
What? Hey, why would you make an assumption like that, Danny? No,
come on now. Come on now. We weeded them out.
All right.
They definitely haven't gotten better over the years.
Do you have any final assessments of which series you think are done? At this point, because the 3-1 Cleveland hole to Indiana, that's done.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, man. That's the thing about these playoffs, man. That is what has made this so fun. I think you could probably say Minnesota, Golden State's probably done, but man, do they play with their food in Minnesota. Good God. Remember we joked it was a 5-point line and it ended up being 5.5 and they covered.
If this game goes Golden State's way, and it was nip and tuck in game four.
Patently unserious team for long stretches of the game, and it's like you have to rely on Julius Randle to be your stabilizing force?
I just don't think that Golden State can win a series without Steph Curry.
And look, did you catch the audio of GP2 mic'd up? Mm-mm. Ant Edwards is there at the free throw line, and he looks at him. He's like,
did.
Y'all just waiting for to get, you all just trying to get to six, you can get 30 back, huh? And GP goes, yeah, I mean, that is the plan. we're trying to get the top 10 player of all time.
I appreciate
back on
the honesty. I appreciate that honesty out of Gary Payton II.
Look, they get a game tonight. They've got a quote unquote chance now. I don't believe for a second Steph is coming back, but no.
Boston favored by 6.5. Is that right? Boston
six and a half on the road.
Facing a 2-0.
That's an 11.5 point swing.
Yikes,
dog.
All right. And then the other game tonight is Minnesota, 5.5 point favorites, hosting the Warriors on ESPN, 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, you get Thunder Nuggies, and Cavs can be eliminated by the Pacers. Just end it.
On the road.
But just do the right thing and end it.
It's mercy kill.
End it now.
What a horrible year for the Cavs to be that healthy all season long and then get that.
Injury luck is one of the greatest determining factors.
I feel so bad for them because I love that team. To be fair, the Cavs, Pacers, and Pistons are probably the teams that I watched the most this year outside of Portland. I love the way those teams play.
All right. Well, way over. Mm-hmm. Worth it, though. We talked NBA. And we talked, you know what? We talked the hell out of the NBA
Did.
Yeah, we did.
And we got more later.
Sure. Of course we do. This is not going to go well, NBC, next on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Draft Lottery Day coming up at 4 o'clock on ESPN. We're 2 hours and 30 minutes away from the Draft Lottery odds being announced. We've been doing them every Seggy so far. Washington has won twice, Toronto once, San Antonio once. Charlotte has won once so far. The Blazers have not moved from 10. We will simulate the lottery again, and the winner is... oh, Utah finally won.
Hmm.
And this will make people very, very happy. Houston moves up to number 2, jumping 7 spots. That would be the Blazers losing a coin toss to Phoenix.
Mm.
And then Charlotte 3. Dallas jumps the Portland Trail Blazers and moves up to 4th with a 8.5% chance of getting in the top 4. They would have jumped all the way up to 4, and the Blazers
to 11.
Fall back to 11. This is the first time Utah has won the lottery. They have the best odds. Boy, Houston moving up to 2 would be a hell of a thing.
Look,
Dylan Harper.
Yeah, I mean, it's the exact kind of player they need. And Harper's a creator in a sense, but he's a score first guard.
Yeah.
And that's what they need. They need somebody to give them that offensive direction and giving them a 6'5" point guard. And we are getting measurements out of the NBA combine right now. And there are some stocks going up and there are some stocks going down.
Also of note in that is that Philadelphia would fall out of the top 6, which means their top 6 protected draft pick would go to the Oklahoma City Thunder, would be drafting 7th. So if you're following at home, that would be your two top teams in the Western Conference would be drafting 7th and 2nd.
Mm. Don't see that too often.
No.
I did give Tim Bontemps, the ESPN, the credit for calling the Philadelphia 76ers the top sixers.
Dang.
Because they have to be top 6 to keep that pick.
I like that. All right. NBC announced that a part-time contributor to their NBA coverage will be none other than Michael Jeffrey Jordan.
This can go one of two ways. It can go horrible, and he's nothing but a living, breathing Magic Johnson tweet, and he says nothing of substance. Or we get the last dance.
Yeah,
we get some mess talking.
He's going to be a special contributor. He doesn't own a stake in any NBA teams, so he can fire at will.
He can freely talk.
I would love it if we got a Michael Jordan
Last Dance
that was just speaking how he feels, because that man is absolutely insane when it comes to how he thinks of the NBA.
Yeah.
But I wonder if it won't be the Last Dance, because he had grudges that he built up with those people.
True.
He doesn't have that now. Like, he's not going to laugh in the face of, well, he might laugh in the face of Gary Payton II because he hated his father when Gary Payton said, you know, I locked him up. He was like, yeah, right.
Just don't give me the navel gazing 90s nostalgia BS.
But what we also may have is a guy who fell in love with Kwame Brown, you know, and drafted him.
It's funny. The one transaction he made as the owner of the Charlotte Hornets in drafting Brandon Miller, the last transaction he made, is probably his best.
Yeah, which many say he had a say, but it was, no, we're going to do this.
And he still owned the team.
All right, whatever.
So, as I understand it, the new ownership group did prefer Scoot Henderson in that draft.
All right.
And he said, nah, I still own the team for another couple of months here, so we're taking Brandon Miller.
Yeah, they'd said that the GM put his foot down on that one for Brandon Miller.
Mm-hmm.
That was like one of the big reports coming out. I was like, no, we're gonna say Brandon Miller's our guy.
And when you own the team, you get to still have the say.
Yeah, that is true. Paul Allen, everybody.
Yeah. Neil Olshey was told he was drafting Damian Lillard.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do any of the work leading up to that draft. Chad Buchanan did.
He did hire 3 weeks before. And I've been told by multiple people that had Neil had his way, he would have wanted Andre Drummond.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Tough.
They probably would have projected to 54 wins with him at the five.
Oh, boy. All right, coming up next, it's time for our worst day on the web. Look, if you're going to rob a place, maybe don't come back to the scene of crime the same day. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with Sports Center Update.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a PGA Championship Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Let's roll on down to Gulfport, Mississippi, where a woman in Mississippi allegedly robbed a Dollar General store at gunpoint. Which, that's bad enough. But, allegedly, 34-year-old Jacina Izell returned to the store later that night to grab her cell phone that she dropped during the robbery while cops were still there.
Well, did she change her clothes at least?
I mean, I feel like we're giving that probably a little more credence than we should. You know, if you show up and you see the whoop sitting out front.
Yeah. Well, hiding in plain sight. Hiding in plain sight.
Or just being a whole dummy.
Well, I feel if you're robbing the dollar store.
Yeah, you're not exactly looking for big scores there. Because the crime is still the same. Now, you move up into larceny and things of that nature. But you still held somebody at gunpoint.
Yeah, this is, I'm assuming, file it under you can't fix stupid. And look, Mississippi has been climbing up the education ranks.
Mm.
They used to be in the 40s or 50th in education. They've creeped all the way up to 30th. They're near in middle of the pack. But I'm assuming that this gal, judging by her mugshot, she was back when they were around 49 or 50.
There you go.
In education.
Yeah, she's 34, so she's further down the educational system.
Yeah.
And it was still not great. Keeping it in the South, what's worse to steal from, the Dollar General store, or how about stealing football helmets?
Yeah, this is brutal.
Lakeland High School, which, if you don't know, very nice school.
It's a football powerhouse, too.
They spend a whole lot of money. A 23-year-old... stole 36 football helmets. And we were talking about this, I think, on Friday off air. And you said that those new helmets are a G a piece.
Yeah. Well, if you're getting like the Axiom or a Visus helmet, you're looking at $1,000 a pop, where they will bring someone in and they will measure your head with computers. It's computers and stuff. But they'll do a scan of your head, fit the helmet to your dome, so safety. And those ones do go for about a grand a pop. If you're looking at normal helmets, so like I'm assuming at Lakeland they have nicer helmets, you're looking at like $500 a pop, no matter what. This guy is an assistant football coach at Lakeland High School, though.
Oh, and making things worse. Hey, you know what, though? Shout out the local used sportswear store.
Well, he went to play it against sports.
Went to play it against sports to try to sell them.
This is like the dumbest of the dumb moves that you can do.
That dude who's working there is going to know.
Well, yeah. Hey, you're bringing in a lot of these helmets that are the same. What? Okay. This seems a little fishy
also,
here.
Also, like, why would people be buying their own helmets? Do kids buy their own helmets now?
Yeah, but especially for like youth football. You have a lot of parents that'll buy helmets for their kids. And high school football, too. Yeah, you'll buy a helmet, and but you'll bring that instead of a concussion bucket. Because especially when you're entering a program, you don't get the first pick of the helmets.
Mm.
That's why, like, a lot of the nicer areas that have cash-flush football programs, their numbers are usually a lot higher because you have really nice helmets. Mm-hmm. The one person that you really got to win over is mom, right? In getting your kid to play football.
Unless you get a kid who's a dummy.
Yeah. And then you like...
It's like, what's the worst that could happen?
Like, we went through this with my sister for my nephew who just entered his freshman year of high school.
Mm.
She bought him a helmet because she wanted to make sure he had a really nice new helmet.
Made her feel better.
Yeah. And it was great. He's a lineman, too, so he got a lineman-specific helmet.
Got that big old brain bucket.
And he's got a big old dome on him. But it was...
Face mask that weighs 5 pounds.
No, they don't do that anymore. Uh-huh. They don't do that anymore, no. They're actually really light.
Mm.
No, it's a little odd.
Mm.
You feel how wrong it was a long
time
ago. To
have the forward lean in that helmet.
You're like, wonder why we led with our head.
Well, that was the point. We needed to put the mask up front.
But this guy, so dumb. First of all, like, the football program wouldn't notice that all these helmets are going missing and who was taking them. Second, he goes to play it against sports And they say, we're going to need your ID. He's like, yep, no problem. Hands over his ID. So the employee was like, hey, look, by the way, this guy obviously stole these helmets and here's his address.
You know him. All right, real quick before we go to break, you got a simulation to run.
I do. We have so far, we've had Washington win twice, Toronto once, San Antonio once, Charlotte once, and Utah finally winning in the last seggy. The winner of this one is the Washington Wizards again, with the San Antonio Spurs jumping up to number two
again.
So San Antonio has won the lottery, gotten second in the lottery twice, and finished two games worse than the hometown team, the Portland Trail Blazers. If you're wondering where the Blazers sat, 10th again. They have been 10th all but one time where they fell to 11th in our simulations. The top four this time, Washington 1, San Antonio 2, New Orleans 3, Philadelphia 4th, with Utah dropping out of the top four
again
for the fourth time.
Yikes.
The math says that if you were the number one pick, you are most likely to pick four.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that sucks for them.
Mm-hmm.
Flatten the odds, baby.
That's the whole thing, man. You are very likely to have three teams move up in some sort of fashion.
Yikes.
Stuff.
All right. Blazers at 10th again.
Yeah. Well, speaking of teams and not getting things done, have you paid attention to what's going on with the Cincinnati Bengals? Because, boy, whether it's signing Shamar Stewart and their other rookies or dealing with their own star pass rusher currently on the roster in Trey Hendrickson, they can't figure it out. And, well, Trey Hendrickson dropped a little bit of a bomb, and we'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan. The Cincinnati Bengals, they just continue to bungle. That's the only way you can go about this. Statement from Trey Hendrickson to Adam Schefter this morning. I'm going to read it entirely so you can just get where this thing is at. For those that are unaware, obviously Trey Hendrickson and the Cincinnati Bengals are at an impasse over a contract extension. This from Hendrickson. No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft. The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I can continue to play at a high level. Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they are no longer communicating. I have been eagerly awaiting a resolution of the situation, but that's hard to do when there's no discussion and an evident lack of interest in reaching mutual goals. Holy crap.
Yeah, this is where last week when we talked about the Shamar Stewart situation, I said, I'm going to give him a little bit of grace here because of the fact that he's working with the Cincinnati Bengals. And that's the truth. This organization historically lowballs talented players. They drag their feet on negotiations. And with the exception of Joe Burrow, they've kind of screwed it up at every turn. They are cheap. They have been cheap and they will continue to be cheap.
Cheap, 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 cheap.
Now, it's hard to navigate the salary cap, but everybody does it. And it's a fictional salary cap in the NFL that you can always find a workaround with by kicking the can down the road. But in order to do that, you have to have money in hand. And that's what all of these franchises do, is if you are going to create that fake money that eventually has to be paid out and guys aren't taking pay cuts, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, what they're doing is just getting their money later and oftentimes after they're gone and no longer playing for your organization. But you have to have cash in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bengals refuse to do that because you have to put it into an escrow account, all of the guaranteed money that you offer a player. And as guys want more and more guarantees in their contracts, it becomes harder and harder for ownership groups that are not cash flush. And that's what the Brown family is in Cincinnati.
They're the brokest family in the NFL. I think the second, the Raiders,
yeah,
because of cash flow. Raiders, I believe, are $500 million. Mm-hmm. I believe the Brown family is $600 million.
But that's exactly why Mark Davis has sold stakes in the team, is to get that cash on hand so they can pay guys when the time comes and so they are able to retain their players. The Bengals don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look at it right now, it's a messy situation in Cincinnati that's going to get only worse for the Bengals moving forward. And Trey Hendrickson deserves the money. He's 17 and a half sacks last year.
He accounted for...
What are we doing?
An NFL high. It was 39% of the Bengals' total sacks last year. It was him number one, Myles Garrett two, Max Crosby three. It's those. You throw T.J. Watt in there, that's the, you know, the Mount Rushmore of pass rushers right now in the NFL.
And he's been consistent. It's not like he just popped in a contract year. So this is not a surprise, and that's why I take it easy on guys, even though there's red flags abound for guys like Shamar Stewart. I take it easy on them because of the franchise that they're working with, and we don't know what they're trying to put in those contracts and what they're looking at guarantees-wise, which is probably why Shamar Stewart didn't sign his contract, is because of the guarantees.
Well, they're not looking at anything with Trey Hendrickson at all because they're not communicating.
It's ridiculous. And
now he's throwing his coaches under the bus.
Well, but okay. Now he says the coaches know, but there's been lack of communication. I think that's more of like their understanding, because all coaches are like, no, we want you to get paid. Because if you get paid, that means you're doing something well and we are doing something well in that regard. So I bet this that he was trying to throw a bone to his coaches, Zach Taylor, Lou Amarino, and just say, I think he got fired, didn't
he? Yeah, they got a new coordinator.
But I bet he is trying to throw a bone to them, saying, like, they know. Like, those are the only guys that know. It's beyond them, though. This is a front office situation, and I guarantee you Zach Taylor is pounding the table saying, dude, pay this guy the money because we need his ass out there.
Because we don't have a defense without him.
No.
Hell, you don't have a defense with him.
No, dog.
So,
you don't.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Gun to your head, Trey Hendrickson a Bengal this year, or is he somewhere else?
Yeah, I think he is.
You think he is?
I think they're going to – they will – this is also what the Bengals do, and it's not good business, and it's why they are a joke, is that eventually they'll be like, okay, we'll finally give him his money. And it's like, well
then what was all this about?
What were you guys waiting for?
Yeah.
What were you waiting for? So, Jamar Chase, same thing.
And in the end, you end up paying them more because you strung it out later instead of taking care of it a year earlier.
Yep.
Because it wasn't like Hendrickson wasn't balling out last year.
It's bad business, but when you're broke, you're going year to year.
And not only that, he dropped that line in there of like, of what we had talked about.
Yeah.
If you want to make the NBA comparison, this is the James Harden thing. Allegedly, Daryl Morey agreed to pay James Harden if he came on at a certain rate. And then when he allegedly didn't, he demanded the trade to the Clippers.
Yeah.
This is why you get it in writing. Also, it's also why if you're going to make those handshake deals, if you don't live up to them, you get buried for it.
Yes, you do. All right, we got a new lottery simulation in. This is not going to sit well with Blazer fans. You lost a coin toss or coin flip to the Phoenix Suns, which that pick is going to the Houston Rockets anyways.
Mm.
They move up to second. Toronto wins the lottery yet again. Those are two teams right there, 1 and 2, that if the Blazers shut it down at the All-Star break, probably could have roped in. Toronto, a little bit harder. They went 30-52. The Phoenix Suns finished with the exact same record as you. That pick goes to Houston. So the top two would be Toronto, Houston, followed by Brooklyn, Charlotte. Again, Utah falling out of the top five, and the Washington Wizards would be selecting sixth. The Pelicans drop three spots to seven. The 76ers
lose that
drop
pick
to eighth, and that pick goes to OKC. Portland sits at 10th. So we've run the simulations 2, 4, 6, 8 times. The Blazers have picked 10th,
seven
of them, and 11th one time.
Oh boy. All right, with that in mind, let's dive into the NBA draft lottery, which you're now only a couple hours away from here in hour number 3 on Danny and Dusty, 10 of the Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.